Here I will present an interesting RGBCW lamp driver with a communication protocol very similar to the WS2812B diodes. I became interested in the subject at the request of a reader from Germany, who even sent me a smart lamp with this very driver so that I could try to decrypt it and run it in my environment. The aim, of course, was to make it cloud-free. We started the adventure by reverse engineering. Although after we had already decrypted some of the communication, someone else from the readers shared the catalog note. So things got simpler too, but one step at a time. This topic is the result of a thread from Electroda.com. Open beacon driver connection issues with RGBIC SM15158 and BK7231N in smart wall lamp. SM15158 is used in at least one of the Tuya lamps available to buy online. It can be found under LYTLM Smart Alexa LED Wandleuchte Außen and Innen, Dimbare RGB Bunt Farbwechsel Außenleuchten IP65 Wasserdichte, CCT Wi-Fi APP Steuern compatible Google Home, Up-Down Modern Garten Wandlampe, 1-pack. The brand is allegedly LYTLM. The lamp itself looks quite good. There is something to fight for. Stage 0. Hardware interview. The reader initially already reported that the SM15155 is used in the lamp with the BK7231N module. Additionally, he noted that it is connected to P16 of the BK7231N. This pin is known to be the data output of the hardware SPI port. The other two pins in the picture are ground and power. This has already lit the green light for me. This is probably a WS2812B style controller. The WS2812B also uses P16, as it too is controlled by a single signal that requires very precise timing. It's hard to get such timings in software, so a clever use of the SPI port is often made, choosing the bits of the bytes sent so that they form the signal expected by the WS2812B. At some point, I will also address this topic separately. Step 1. Data capture with logic analyzer. The reader then shared with us just the batch from the Wi-Fi module from inside. There was a BK7231N in there. We simply uploaded this batch to one of our modules with P16 out. How to access the hardware SPI port on the CB2S. We solder P16 MOSI to the QFN. We used our BK7231 development board for this. YouTube. How to make a BK7231 development board. Node MCU ESP8266 conversion. We managed to pair this with Tuya. We started to control the lamp via the Tuya app, setting different colors and at the same time capturing data on P16 with our Sigrok analyzer. Reverse engineering an unknown I2C protocol with the Sigrok analyzer, using an LED controller as an example. A glance with an oscilloscope already shows the timings. High state, 340 nanoseconds. Low, 1.16 nanosecond. This is reminiscent of the WS2812B. Not ideal, but maybe. The pulse view analyzer, on the other hand, showed that although the timings resemble the WS2812B, the number of bytes seems to be different. Also, the meaning of the bytes themselves seems to disagree. Step 2. First impressions of the protocol. Due to the suspicion that this is essentially the same way of communicating as the WS2812B, similar timing, but a different meaning of bytes, I modified the WS2812B pulse view decoder script so that it decodes separate bytes. Immediately, better. You can see that the frame is 14 bytes long. Now you can collect some data. Step 3. Analyzing the collected data. I compared the data collected for the different color settings. This lamp is of the RGBCW type, meaning it can operate in either color mode, red, green, blue, or white colors, cold and warm white. Data analysis confirmed this. An example package for the red color is. For green, on the other hand, other bits are lit. I observe that when we change the value of a given color, the corresponding pair of bytes changes. It can therefore be concluded that the split is as follows. First, we have 5 16-bit color values. And then there are some additional 4 bytes, perhaps mode configuration or current limits. Now it remains to test this in practice. By the way, I didn't detect any checksum here.